A clinic in Liverpool recently started offering a new program that weans drug addicts off of dangerous substances like heroin by giving them safe doses of an opioid replacement. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, access to these potentially life-saving drugs is extremely limited in upstate New York, where health professionals are scrambling to keep up with the spike in opioid abuse.
When Melissa Ives was recovering from a brutal motorcycle accident, the opioid medication she was prescribed helped mask the pain. But eventually, those pills ran out, so she turned to a cheaper alternative, heroin.
I was addicted for 5 years. I could do up to 40 bags a day of heroin, and it's just a miracle I'm not dead. I am grateful to be walking and talking.
Ives, who lives in Fulton, attributes her recovery to the treatment she received in Syracuse, where many drug abusers in central New York turn because there are few clinics in the area with comparable services. One of those detoxification clinics is at Krause Hospital, where they offer an opioid replacement called methadone. It's administered daily under the supervision of health professionals. The hospital's chemical dependency treatment director, Monica Taylor, says people from 17 counties in central New York travel to Krause to get the daily dosage.
Right now, we have a wait list of about 380 patients for this particular treatment. So for the methadone program, there is probably at this point a 9 to 12 months wait before somebody can get admitted.
And Taylor says this is not your typical wait list.
There are definitely people that are continuing to use while they are out there waiting to get into the program. And we have heard of people dying that are on the wait list.
Conifer Park in Liverpool started sharing some of that load this month with their new methadone program, which will help alleviate the crushing demand. Conifer Park's director of regional services, Mike Kettle, says Krause and others were supportive of their efforts.
This is something we saw a great need for. We pushed forward with this. We got support from the state and the community. And I truly do believe today we are going to be saving lives.
But even with Krause and Conifer Park in Onondaga County, only 10 of the state's 95 methadone clinics are located in upstate. That can mean long commutes for people in the 42 counties that don't have a methadone clinic. Federal officials are trying to expand access to another opioid replacement drug called Suboxone, which can be taken at home. But eligible doctors are currently only allowed to prescribe Suboxone for 100 patients a year. Mark Stevens, whose son was once an addict, says that's not enough in rural areas like Oswego County, where only 3 doctors can prescribe the drug.
And if each doctor only gives 100, that's 300 people in this huge community, Oswego County.
Yeah.
300 people, that's all they can take care of. And there's more than 300 people addicts out there.
The U.S. Department of Health is currently in the process of raising the limit of Suboxone prescriptions to 200 per year. And Central New York Congressman John Katko and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand have proposed a bill that would allow eligible doctors to prescribe an unlimited amount. But Stevens says even if Suboxone is more readily available, it's only part of the answer.
Some of these doctors, as they speak of, that get the Suboxone, keep them on it for 70 years. If you find a facility will wean them off it, then they get the proper help and educate them and then keep them going.
And those ancillary services like therapy and counseling, which are part of a holistic recovery, are also struggling to keep up with the spike in drug abuse. In Fulton, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.